The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I grew up in Sunday school. I grew up believing in the miracles of the Old and New Testaments. I suspect that part of my love of poetry has something to do with my early fascination with those Bible stories. In fact, the older I get, the more willing I am to believe that all literature, the Bible included, has at its root the aim of teaching us to recognize the miraculous as it exists in the everyday. Metaphor gives us recourse to feelings and perceptions that sit beyond the ordinary. Isn't that in itself a variety of miracle? When I'm feeling most vulnerable, metaphor allows me to imagine myself a sapling lashed by wind and rain. When I'm impassioned, metaphor allows me to see myself as a storm or a beast or a giant wrecking ball. Metaphors are miracles of speech and imagination. They help us to better process all the many states that make up the feeling of being alive. Equally interesting to me are moments when a poem takes something miraculous or extraordinary and reposits it as familiar and consummately human, transforming something larger than life to human scale is another of metaphor's transformative feats. Today's poem is Confession by Leila Shati. It takes a moment to imagine the Holy Mother Mary, not as a saint, but as a pregnant teen sitting in a doctor's office waiting room, experiencing some of the ordinary discomforts of pregnancy and frightened of all that lies ahead. Confession by Leila Shati. Oh, I wish I had died before this and was in oblivion, forgotten. Mary, giving birth, the Holy Quran. Truth be told, I like Mary a little better when I imagine her like this, crouched and cursing, a boy god pushing on her cervix. I like remembering she had a cervix, her body ordinary and so like mine. Girl sweat lacing rivulets like veins in the sand, her small hands on her knees, not doves, but hands, gripping, a palm pressed to her spine, fronds whispering like voyeurs overhead. Oh, Mary, like a god, I too take pleasure in knowing you were not all holy, that ache could undo you like a knot. And suffering, I admire this girl who cared for a moment not about God or his plans, but her own distinct life, this fiercer Mary, who'd disappear if it saved her, who'd howl to hell with salvation if it meant this pain, the blessed adolescent who squatted indignant in a desert, bearing his child like a secret she never wanted to hear. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Veronica Rodriguez and Corey Schreppel. Production assistance by Brenna Everson.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown. To receive this special offer.